The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the Morning Sickness. It's 5:45. It's Thursday. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Brett Festley, Big Dick Toledo. Here we go for another glorious day here in paradise. And we were just talking about it. Who's going to be the third one? Now, I don't think Metal Church Guy counts.
I was just going to say the same thing.
He doesn't count. Does he count? I mean.
Well, then you have a solid third.
Metal Church?
No, if you're talking about in the music triad or death triad, okay.
Yeah.
Musical. I thought you meant just a death triad altogether.
Who's the third? Oh, because of Ron Popeil. Yeah. Now, Brady's big on this Ron Popeil.
Yeah, pass. Icon. That.
It's very reminiscent of the summer where Michael Jackson, Farrah Fawcett, Ed McMahon, Billy, what's his name? The other TV pitch man.
Billy Mays.
They all started to drop at the same time. I'm like, oh my God, this is the same thing. We lost Ron Popeil yesterday and
Dusty Hill.
Dusty Hill from ZZ Top, which is crazy because I was actually texting with Christopher Shane. His name's Christopher Shane. Call himself Chris. He was the singer of Chrisky. It was Chrisky from Whiskey 6, which won Play-Doh a couple of times. And I texted him and they opened for ZZ Top like a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
And I just sent him a voice text that said, murder. Because the only common thread there was that, and he texts me out of the blue, like he's trying to just be normal. Like Chris texts me, hey man, and I haven't talked to him for a while. Here's a video of a lady doing something funny. And I'm like, yeah, a nice cover, like everything's normal. Murder. You're the last one I know as an investigator that was seen with ZZ Top, and now they're missing a guy. You're the last person I know that was in contact with him. So, naturally, I'm going to tie those two things together. But, yeah, ZZ Top's guy goes. We lose Joey from Slipknot. I don't think Metal Church Guy counts.
Well, I don't know. I mean, so far in July, I mean, there's a couple ones here don't count Metal Church Guy. So, you got Joey, Dusty Hill, the guy from Metal Church, Jeff Labar, the guitar player from Cinderella. I won't even – okay, Mike Howell. All right, there you go.
No.
The guitar player from Cinderella, Jeff Labar. Gary Corbett was a keyboard player for Cinderella. I didn't even know they had
both died?
Apparently. Bobby Steinhardt from Kansas.
Oh, that's right. That was
like. And then Biz Markie.
Biz Markie might be the other one because that was just two weeks ago.
So that could be the third.
That's two triads.
How many is that? That's like seven. All right. Kick out Kansas, Cinderella, and Metal Church. And how many are there?
One, two.
Three.
I'll put
that's
the,
three. It's two triads.
I'll put the unknowns from Kansas, Cinderella, and Metal Church in one group.
So they equal one?
The two that died from Cinderella are one. One band.
So that would be actually, okay, so that's four then. So are we expecting two more?
Jeez, yeah. I'm going to start,
planning.
Let's do this. It's weird when that stuff happens because they always say it happened in threes and whatever, but it is like a cluster. And ZZ Top guy, and the funny part is he had hip and shoulder surgery, they said. Yeah. And when I talked to Chris yesterday, I'm like, he wasn't there. He didn't play when we played with him. But he was recovering from hip surgery, and he wasn't doing well. Chris even said that. So that's brutal. But he was 70-something also.
Yeah, 72.
Right. Tell you what, when I had that shoulder surgery, and I don't know if you had the same thing I had, I wanted to die the whole week I was off. That was awful. And I can't imagine being in my 70s and have, it was brutal. That first week was tough. And then
I remember, my dad, when he had his surgery, heart surgery.
Oh, well, that's heart surgery.
At 75, just about, that following days, he's like, let's end it right now.
Checking out,
And then a week later, complete different.
Yeah. Well, it'll crack out. But, man, the first week of recovery is just excruciating. And then after that, you start getting, it's just better than it was, but So what are you going to do? But ZZ Top's got to go. So I'm sure we're going to play some ZZ Top.
I would think.
We'll get a wake-up song for that.
You can't beat the top.
No metal child. And that's the funny thing about ZZ Top is that you listen to it, and there's nothing special going on there. They just had a unique sound. They had a unique thing. Legs was ridiculous.
Great videos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're videos. Yeah. But were they great? Have you seen them now? They're just standing
there.
They put
a lot of stuff on the rock
broads
side
and the cars.
Of
I mean, that's all, that's all it is.
Exactly.
Legs was asses and legs.
And you look back, does it hold up? Not real.
No.
I mean, the girls on.
Well, even if the girls did, it doesn't because the thing about ZZ Top was the average person who liked pop music or hit music at the time – didn't really know LaGrange and the stuff that had come before. Legs and Sharp Dressed Man popped up, it was like, what's going on with these? I remember Johnny Carson put the beard on and spun the guitar.
They went into the pop world.
And they got poppy, and then the rest of America, Gilbert Housewife, that didn't exist yet, but they were out there in some other city, was watching this, kick-ass, what was that, a 34 Ford or whatever it is?
33, I believe.
Yeah, and they blow by in the coolest car you've ever seen. They look like aliens
and
getting out.
Hot chicks jump out of
And then,
it's no Tube Snake Boogie.
No, Tube Snake Boogie, people knew it. They didn't know it. But ZZ Top was totally built for the video world.
Because
prior to that, they're just a weirdo, a bunch of, bar hillbillies.
Yeah.
But then you get all this ass that's hanging out with these Texas hillbillies.
And just some dolt at a gas station just,
I mean, if any band that went full corporate, it's them.
Yeah.
This is a corporate rock song.
This is the Boston.
Yep. Yes. But try and top that three-piece sound right there.
Oh, yeah. Look at the chicks.
Yeah.
For me, because this was elementary school, 83, so.
The spinning guitar.
Yeah, that chick right there that's so hot. Is like 68 years old right now, and her walls are falling out, and she's uninsure if she's alive at all.
That's what I reckon it.
All of them. Every girl you see in this video is in their late 60s. It's crushing when you watch old videos and think like I do.
Damn it.
I destroy everything. She's hot.
Diane Lane.
Yeah, she looks great.
One of the chicks from one of these videos, I can't remember, wound up on one of the Housewives shows.
Really?
Yeah. I'll have to look it up. I can't remember which one it was.
Was it Real Housewives of Osteoporosis because she's in her 60s?
It is now.
Real Housewives of Housewives.
That's right. Rich Hunchbacks of Beverly Hills. That guy right there, mid-60s. It's crazy to watch old videos like that. I just think, where are they? What are they doing now? Because your grandma, your mid-60s grandma, was one of the ZZ Top whores in Give Me All Your Lovin'. That's my grandma. Shut up, you guys.
Don't get her ass like that.
Wait a minute.
Still an honor.
The one in the hot, tight leather skirt is your grandma?
Yeah. She's a ZZ Top whore.
She's badass.
It would be a story Toledo would tell. Yeah. And they're so built for videos because of their beards, but they are... I mean, literally, it's just the lamest video of all time.
No way.
Chicks at a gas station.
No way, I'm in.
Oh, when you were 11, it was awesome.
Hot rods and hot chicks.
The car's the coolest part of the video, still.
It is. It makes the girls look better.
Yeah, it sure does. Because they're not doing it. They're just mechanics with guitars.
That's true.
I think that's what made it so cool is they're just back there just playing casually.
Well, because they don't move.
I know.
They don't do anything.
The guitar makes them... move even more when they spin it. I don't even know if they spin it in this video or not.
I think that's legs.
Those three chicks just boned that kid and then 40 years later became your grandma with all sorts of problems. I can't watch old videos and not think of that. I think of that. All those video vixens are...
Like Tawny Katane, man. She did not hold up well.
It didn't go well. It did not end well. Yeah, it's pretty awesome, though. But ZZ Top, down one. Man. Down one. Isn't that nuts?
That kid goes from being under one hood to another hood.
Well, he was asleep. It was all a dream. It was all a dream that he had three Texas hillbillies singing to him while future grandmas of America worked his wrench. But they left the keys, man. Yeah, it was just, that is so of a time. That's time capsule stuff right there. Because if that
timeless. Came,
if somebody sent us that today, we'd be like, the riff is cool. But who are these losers? Like, you'd look at ZZ Top as a bunch of dirty these, you know, and then it would probably be tribal now. They're Trump supporters, and people would be mad at him for something said, and I'm sure that they'd be right-wing Texas and hated by half the country because we can't get along on anything anymore, especially a simple three-chord riff like that that's so badass it hurts.
It is good.
But what are you going to do? We lose him. So he's in. Metal Church guy. You died at the worst possible time because now you're at radio stations across America. Like, do we count Metal Church's guy? No, we don't. Nobody's counting his death like it's an afterthought. And the guy's family's still dealing with it.
They're trying to make it a rectangle.
Wow, they're trying to squeeze him in. Yeah. And I'm sorry, there's no room. You just stand outside the velvet rope of Bismarck Key, beat you in. Oh. Well, I'm sure we're not done yet because it seems.
Well, are we just going musicians or do we include Ron Popeil?
Popeil, I want to start my own. I want to start a new one. What's this? Oh, Shark Griff Man.
No,
start
legs. There's your guitar spin.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there they are again. Just standing still. There's that car.
See what these grandmas look like.
Has there ever been a band that's done more with less? When you think about the age that ZZ Top was around, their stage show was, when it was the most elaborate music could possibly get. The 80s were so weird with everything. All they had were the beards.
Yeah.
And an album that just blew up.
Yeah, I think it went diamond. I think it's 10 million
plus.
It's
ridiculous. And then their follow-up wasn't good. Sleeping Bag.
And Rough Boy.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything after. That was it. It was just like they did so much with just this and became legendary. And it's, legendary stuff. But I'd like to interview all the grandmas, all hunched up in their homes.
I'm going to look them up. Let's see what we can find here.
ZZ Top grandmas. Yeah, I remember in the 80s, because they were around in the 70s, but I remember in the 80s, Johnny Carson had the beard on, he did the spinning thing, and the crowd went crazy. Like, this is the newest thing ever. And even my dad's like, they've been around for a long time. But this is a corporate borderline sellout, because they just came out, and they were up there with, the Bangles and Madonna and all that. They were in that group.
The MTV, the videos put them.
Everything they didn't want to be. Huey Lewis. 38 Special, everything they got crammed into. They didn't want to be an MTV band, I'm sure, but the money flowed in, so they're like, we are an MTV band.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, everything you wanted to be is just a cool bar band.
They changed at the right time, though. They had that kind of 80s sound to it. The program drums and just everything was just to the T perfect.
Yeah.
But overproduced.
My dad loved ridiculously.
I heard it on so many Harley bagger bikes.
Oh, man.
Oh. It's standard in those.
The lawyers?
Yeah.
Yeah. The lawyers that are like, ZZ Top makes me one of them. Yeah. But I love them, but you have to sit back and say what they are, which is the humongous corporate. They took these guys and made something out of nothing. There's more grandmas in the legs video. If you're interested. Couple years later, that one had two kids. Those kids today are 38. They've got a couple of kids. They go over to grandma's every once in a while, reach in her pocket, pull out some quarters, maybe a chocolate.
Only three people are alive in that video.
Yeah, possibly. That lady's done some sort of a HBP medicine with a.
Wonder how many hip surgeries have happened in this video.
Ridiculous. Look at that front grandma with the half shirt. She is smoking hot. Mid 60s. Screw you guys. It's brutal to think about it. Yeah. And the sad thing is you could still toss to that.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's grandma.
Yep. Yeah. And that weird little thing that ZZ Top did with that. They did the first one, they did their hands where they did that. And then they did that wave goodbye.
Yeah.
At the end of the videos. And we were so easily entertained. Anything.
So smooth.
So easily entertained back then. Anyway, what do you
think? It's that hot chicks and hot rods. That's all it took for me.
And you know what? That's still all it takes today. Yep. We're just not allowed to like it like before. Brady, you'll be happy to know, and I am dead serious about this, that when I was coming in this morning, right by the door, guess who wrangled a lizard, and I don't know if it's your guy, right back in here.
What?
Me. There's a gecko downstairs, courtesy of John. He was right there by the door.
Yeah.
And when I opened the door, he scurried, and I put my foot down. He went the other way, and I put my other one down. He just shot right in the door. I'm like, yes, I put him back. He's in here.
He's an adult one.
It was that big. I don't know how big geckos get. Might have been the size of my thumb.
Maybe he just wants in.
He does.
This
he does.
This one was tiny.
I didn't measure him. He's about the size of my thumb. I just
thought I saw him this morning.
I just laughed.
Hello.
I laughed hysterically. Yeah, and he ran from you to the safety of me on the side. And I let him. Look for him. He's downstairs. There's a gecko downstairs. We can put him on a wild goose chase.
Oh, he's gone. We lost him.
Brady believes he's saving animals by picking them up and putting them in strange spots, which is hilarious. He's back in our building. He's eating little ants in our cracks. He's living in the air conditioning.
We'll let him go.
Oh, we'll let him go, all right. I'm going to flood this place with lizards. I want to just watch Brady go crazy like Howard Hughes.
Got to get the lizard in the left hand. Lizard goes in the left hand.
But yeah, I popped him right in here, and I giggled because he ran in like he wanted it.
They do hang out by there.
It was right by that little bush by the door, and I heard, and I looked down, and there he is. I'm like, I just put a foot behind him, and he shot right toward it. The other foot went down. He went right in the door. I'm like, this is phenomenal.
Was he missing half his tail? Was it the same one?
He was literally, it was this big, thumb size.
Does that look like him, Brady?
That's a lot bigger.
Thick like that.
Yeah.
Like
this no, but it's bigger. Thumb.
I don't know. I don't care. I'd let him back in. I want to get a Chuck Wall and just put it on someone's desk to make you go,
I got to touch that.
I'd keep that in here.
I got to touch that.
So there's another gecko in here if you're interested in running around searching him out. He ran, too.
I might do a little patrol in between.
He did the struggle run on the concrete.
Yeah.
He's scampering.
Yeah,
he was
slipping.
He was moving a lot more than he was moving. You know what I mean? It's pretty great. And the Olympics are in trouble because there's COVID's going all over the place now. And you got...
Well, that's added to the what a mess it's been.
Well, I think people are trying to make it a bigger mess than it actually is. There's a couple things that the Simone Biles thing is obviously
a big story, and I mean the mess of the broadcasting side of it.
What do you mean?
It's been a nightmare for NBC.
Wow, so?
Just because people, I mean, it was a little bit when there's an 8-hour difference. We're 13-hour difference.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
You can't hold that off all day. People will get the results.
Yeah, the information comes too soon.
Then it's on so many different channels or platforms. NBC, you don't know where to find the sport.
I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody cares.
That's the funny part.
Well, that's the tolerant of
that's
trying
the crazy
to,
part.
They're skipping.
Trying to find it. They're like, never mind.
I turned
it
to Love Island last night.
Really?
Again. Yeah, I'm like, I'll watch Love Island. There's nothing here. I can't keep up. Like, they're bouncing all over the place, and I already know the results of this, and I figured that. So I'm not even. But remember how big a deal, like, McDonald's used to you get, like,
the cups and toys
and people.
Merch.
Every Olympics would come by. And
Ralph Lauren comes out with a, that's about
clothes.
The only thing
now
that I know. I haven't seen many.
But there were
cups.
T-shirts at every drugstore used to be, like, the Olympic,
the
red, white,
and blue. Olympics when they were in L.A.
Ridiculous.
And all that stuff.
I had, seven or eight shirts. I had. The mascot was that eagle, Sam the Eagle.
Yeah.
Not Sam the Eagle, but it was, I forget what he was. But
some eagle, yeah.
It was an eagle, and I had that because I got a hat at McDonald's because I wanted it. I was like all in. There's no buzz about it at all, except for when something goes wrong. But they got the COVID now, and they shut down our gold medal favorite pole vault, male pole vaulter, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. You don't look at asses in male pole vaulting unless,
Well, not this station.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, KDKB is having a pole vaulting viewing party. But yeah, they're out. And then Australia's whole team had to be quarantined for pole vaulting because they got so the COVID's going nuts. Tokyo's breaking records on COVID spikes.
Why does any country actually like shell out the cash for this? Because they never make any money on it. It's always a loss.
Well, they do over time, I guess, when they say it's
LA's got to be looking at them like,
Well, no, it's great because it's a 2-week commercial for your town. Tokyo looks outstanding. It really does, but I don't know if the tour.
Yeah, because there's nobody there.
Yeah, I know that's it. It's because it looks empty. It looks reasonable. You're absolutely right because everybody's not there. But I think they're
already committed. I mean, from
the
year
TV
before,
money.
But it's
you get something out of it. But it is a giant.
But I think I read.
Commercial.
I was talking to somebody, and they were talking about they read somewhere that it was they're going to lose like $28 billion dollars on this.
This one's bad
because of nobody being able to show up. No tourist money.
Well, they'll just give them another one. In a couple cycles, because I think they've got the next two or three mapped out. But they got, I don't know.
So what is that, 20 years from now?
Yeah, it would be like 12 to 16 years.
Yeah, so they'll probably need new facilities built again.
This technology. I don't know if the Olympics last. They're trying real hard to make it young and all the new, that 3x3 basketball. I don't know.
Gold, man. USA.
But how did the world
and women's
get a whole bunch of teams? Because I think Latvia got gold for men, for men or something. How did they come up with 3-on-3 teams that easily?
I don't know.
I didn't
know
world.
About. I would like to have seen.
And then I was really mad.
A chance to get in on that. you know.
Well, you don't worry about it. Yeah, they don't really cater.
I couldn't get on the
5'6"
German side, the Irish
mid-50s basketball.
I'd like to try out.
Well,
you can
try out, and all you want to go to the opera, you can try out, Brady. It's going to be the same result.
I had good results at the Gus Macker 1 year.
Did you? How long ago was this, Rico?
It was a while
back.
Yeah.
I was going to say. Had you crossed the half century mark at that point, or was
no,
it?
No,
it was pre-half century. Yeah, probably not the same baller. Yeah, it's weird because there's teams from all over. And then last night, I'm like, oh, good, girls' beach volleyball. I can sit and watch that. They're playing Kenya, and the Kenyan ladies are wearing these giant green diapers. Well, this isn't any fun. The camera angle from behind Kenya should give me some of that sweet dark chocolate that would have looked beautiful on the TV. They're in diapers. I want to see some of that Kenyan ass moving around on that. Now, the American girls, the one is, both the butts are good, but the rest of them. And it's a fun sport to watch, but there's two reasons why. It's the legs video. It's ZZ Top. It's like, yeah, the sport it could do without. But those outfits are unbeatable on the right girls. There's a couple of teams that you just didn't want to watch lose. Like, I was rooting against the United States because the asses on Estonians or the Latvians? I don't remember who it was. But, oh, my Lord. I'm like, these two need to win. And their faces were good.
Latvians.
It might have been. Doesn't matter. They look great. And I'm like, I'm rooting for them. I've got no loyalty when it comes to that. Staring at TV ass. I'll wave your flag. It's fantastic. Yeah, but the Olympics don't have nearly the push and fun that they used to. It's because I think it got all causey and over a 40-year period, and then it just dwindled away. Because even the 84 Olympics, the fun of that kind of was the Rocky IV, Russia versus the U.S., and Russia didn't show up for the Olympics, and we just had like the greatest Olympics ever because the Russian team wasn't there. And I think there was more of like that pride of America. We don't have that anymore. We don't have that. We've
and you only remember like the swimming and the track and field stuff for the most part. And that, I guess, comes in.
Man, you don't remember archery.
This week.
Yeah. Well, the swimming's been going on, but it just seems to be happening.
It's like I caught water polo yesterday, and I was just like, okay.
Well, they do have girls' water polo?
Yeah, what was on,
actually. When they get out of the pool. There's a couple monsters.
There's a couple thick ones in there, though. I was like, whoa! Though.
Yeah, there's some that have to keep, you know.
Well, and that's what ticked me off.
Peace.
That's what ticked me off, because we were talking the other day about they're not showing ass anymore on there. And, of course, they show the wildebeests getting out of the pool. I get to see that ass.
Basically, they're daring you to sexualize it.
Oh,
sexualize that one. But their underpants, their underwear, and their bikini bottoms or whatever they're wearing there in that girls' water polo, they are not doing the job. That becomes floss fast.
Oh, yeah.
And the beasts get out. And the beasts are tight.
A couple of 50-year-old.
Yeah. No, Brady, you got to stop thinking you have a chance at this. There are no 50-year-old water polo people.
On the women's water polo, maybe.
50? You? No.
No.
Maybe,
no,
maybe
guys,
you could
it's
dominate.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's boring, though.
I know. If it were, but what they do, the ability as far as.
All of them, every sport. Yeah. It's pretty awesome, except that skateboarding. But anyway, what are you going to do? Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? Maybe a ZZ Top something or other.
They're coming in already.
I'm sure of it. Your favorites from ZZ Top, because lost another one. It's been a weird week as they all start to drop. This whole month, boom, 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 boom. We'll see. And then we'll get into Ron Popeil in a little bit, because he might have been the Thomas Edison of Brady's generation. That guy, the stuff he put together, pretty awesome.
Hey, good looking. Be back to pick you up later.
Mr. Microphone, don't get me started.
Best.
Don't get me started. 585-9800, that's phone number. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
You guys partake?
I'll partake. 98. Hit me.
98 KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.